As an emergency room doctor, Utah Senator Brian Chiesowa, who serves District 8 in Salt Lake City, says he's seen multiple motorcycle accident victims.
I've taken care of real-life fatalities of young men who have been killed when they've been riding on a motorcycle who haven't been wearing a helmet. And they would have had a greater chance of survival had they had a helmet on.
And he's seen a lot of lives saved.
And I've seen people walk away, literally, from motorcycle injuries because they did have a helmet.
Because of this, Senator Chiesowa is sponsoring Senate Bill 159, which would raise the mandatory age for wearing a helmet on a motorcycle from 18 to 21. The bill will be up for a vote in the coming days on the Senate floor. Members of the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education, or ABATE Utah, argue against the bill, preferring instead to see state-mandated motorcycle safety courses. But according to Chiesowa, the risks for the 18 to 21-year-old age group are just too high to not require helmets.
For example, let's say tonight, and I hope this never happens to you, but you accidentally are going home or something, you turn in front of a motorcycle rider. Now, if you had done that in front of a car, they'd break, their seatbelts would hit, maybe an airbag would go off, and you two would probably walk away from the scene. You hit a motorcycle rider without a helmet in this age group, 12 to 18 times greater chance he or she is going to be significantly injured or killed.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.